Oh, that's right. Yeah, they ride the cows.
Oh,
they're war cows.
The cows seem like they're like basically like minotaurs.
Yeah, like they ride cows. The war cows. Oh, yeah.
No, but like
riding them upright,
like
a seahorse.
Oh, yeah. They're like sitting on their shoulders.
Yeah, like you know, you can see like an army that rides horses but has horsemen in it. I was thinking more like that, where like they ride some of the cows and some of the cows are like sentient, like bruisers.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay is not the right word, but...
That's fine. Is this fine? That's fine.
Everything's fine.
How are you? Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to Sid Sound. Kyle's making old dad noises.
I'm grunting as I...
Joe's making new dad noises.
Hey.
Moving my buddy.
Kevin's also here, being a dad of moderate middle levels, I guess.
Amy is also being a dad. Amy is here not being a dad.
Hey, you don't get to choose that for her.
Yep.
I get this thing where like I get mosquito bites when I go outside in the summer. It's very rare because I don't go outside. But yeah. When I get them, my solution is to scratch the living fuck out of my skin so I can't feel feelings.
Okay, that's not healthy.
And so like I have these really scabs all over me that make look like someone like put out cigarettes all over my body.
Oh,
it's pretty epic.
I thought we were putting out cigarettes over.
I thought we were still just putting.
Well,
out
you
cigarettes
guys are. But I never stopped you because it matches the mosquito bites. Sometimes I use cigarettes to put out the mosquito itches.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
And
we should do that for midges.
It works.
It disguises the bite as a cigarette burn.
Yeah,
so
you don't look
think
like
you're
a bitch.
Bitten.
Yeah, it's good. You want to hide that.
Yeah.
You don't look like a fucking bitch. So today, I think we're going to follow up on what we talked about last
fast
time.
Food wars?
That would be
fast
correct.
Fast food wars.
Fast food
I
wars!
I just got out of like one of the most frenzied and crazy like sequel nightmares, so I'm gonna like take it. I'm not gonna be on all cylinders just yet. So
well,
someone else is gonna have to talk.
Why the fuck are we recording?
Because Kevin's here and he'll cover for me.
So what we talked about last time was we were talking about the Popeyes versus KFC thing. Sorry, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A thing, and how it'd be interesting to see or think about, rather conceptualize what it would be like if two fast food companies were like warring at nations different
combat.
Like you know types of like KFC may be like the Southern like Civil War era style army, whereas you know Little Caesars would be like a like Roman style like pizza shielded like whatever you want, but like basically thinking up like how
gotcha,
their armies
gotcha.
Would work and like maybe thinking about the logistics of how their companies things work, like
okay.
if they're ethical so, like if they're ethical outs. Like ideas out in the world affect their ability to.
Kendrick is frenziedly grabbing
what
his
we're,
phone.
What we're, I guess what we should open this up with is the exact thing that started this conversation. Which
everything
is,
changed when the Firehouse Subs Nation attacked.
Yeah.
That's
what
it was.
That's what
it
was.
Yay!
I'm trying to remember the intro. Everything changed when the Firehouse Nation. There you go. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. I was trying to think of
a fire
Nation. I was going to do Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's not right.
Mm-mm.
Wood Fire Pizza, that's not a brand. And then I was like, Firehouse Subs.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm
so
Kendrick
ruined
sorry.
It all for us, but now we're
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. That was my
patience.
And then I kicked the table and it hit the table. I'm going to have to edit that out later.
So I guess,
Jane,
yeah, let's start with
slut.
Let's start with KFC. Or, God fucking damn it.
Have you noticed that I never edit anything when I say I'm going to edit
Chick-fil-A
it?
Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. So
do we have a bracket? Do we have brackets?
Well,
brackets.
I didn't take the time to make the brackets.
Well,
so.
The brackets will be formed as we go because Kendrick will totally do some...
Okay, so
design.
Let's do these two first
you
and
will.
See. Like we can
I'll watch it.
We can have the we discuss the plan today and like a little bit and talk about it at the same time. So,
well, there are weapons.
Let's do these two
okay.
right, and then we can have maybe themed brackets at first, like
okay.
like Del Taco versus Taco Bell, Burger King versus McDonald's. Like
gotcha,
like
gotcha.
They're in the
yeah,
same
yeah,
genre,
yeah.
and then they go to compete against
okay.
each other.
Well,
yeah,
like
okay.
You want to be part of this thing?
Who's Ryan?
Don't acknowledge Ryan.
Don't
you
he's gonna
Popeyes
this
Chick-fil-A.
Will be a
do we need to have like internal sit-sock leaders for each that will
we're getting the stink eye.
that will like have people who are
this might get, this is gonna get weird. Hang on.
Who are like representative of the
it's gonna come
around companies
the
themselves. Yeah. Meaning like
now I'm all distracted.
So
I can't concentrate. Kyle is forming barricades of the doors in the office.
My actually, he's I'm the only one. No, my boss's boss It's his boss.
He's most of our boss's bosses.
Walking around. Is he?
No,
yours?
It's just me.
He's not my boss anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Who's your
boss's boss?
Van Holden.
I'm sure he can tell me what to
but then
do.
The
anyway,
rest we don't need to talk about this stuff.
But anyway.
Should we have point people inside a sit-sock that represent each one, or should we just all talk?
No, I think we should just talk about it, because we have to set some ground rules.
Yeah.
No touching of the hair or face.
That's it.
No. Like, what
you didn't take balls!
No, that's part of the discussion, though, is like Popeyes would probably use, you know, they're from Louisiana. I mean,
so
they're down and dirty. They know how to do swamp warfare.
But they also have access to deep fryers, which could be used as, like, biological.
So does Chick-fil-A. Every fast food restaurant has access to chicken deep fryers.
So would those be, like, catapults?
What about the pressure? Yeah. Who uses pressure cookers? KFC uses pressure cookers.
I almost think
right?
that Chick-fil-A's style of chicken might
use
pressure
cookers.
Oh, again, just to be
so
clear,
explosives.
We know nothing about how these restaurants operate.
And we're not going to bother to learn.
Yeah.
No.
We're just going to speculate, and you guys can listen.
That's generally a true statement. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, and we'll probably come up with better criteria and maybe redo it later if we come up with it.
We don't know shit.
So I guess the idea is just let's chat about, you know, what kind of
are you looking
what kind
bracket?
Of army would there you go, babe.
Nice.
What kind of army would Popeye's bolster? Like what
would they field?
Would they field? Yeah, sorry.
They'd be typical like guerrilla warfare, I think.
But that's
like
a tactic. Like what is their like from above
irregulars.
What
irregulars.
Does their army look like on the table?
Irregulars.
So I think they're like
the
they're like
irregulars. It's a type of unit where you just kinda have
like little campsites.
It's like you're not rank and file privates and sergeants and officers and whatever.
Why
it's
is
like,
that? Why do you think they're irregulars?
I would say they are irregular guerrilla-style warfare where they're not coordinated into an official army, but they're like the swamp people that come out and attack. And they're
they kind of
sell. Yeah. They're like they communicate at the
just like with
level.
Their chicken sandwich. They kind of wing.
They kind of wing.
I think it was that wasn't section. A pun, but that was a triple pun because I just meant they ran out of sandwiches and made it into a marketing employee.
There you go.
But
you went too deep.
I went 3 dreams deep. So yeah, I like that. Did anybody have any preference on what Chick-fil-A would do, or I'm sorry, with what Popeyes would do outside of what did you call it again?
Like
irregulars,
irregular type army.
Well, who's their leader? Because the mascots are the leaders.
Well, Popeye, clearly.
Is there a mascot for Popeyes?
Yeah, what's their mascot?
A giant pea.
Yeah, they don't really have a mascot, do they?
Not particularly.
They had that lady who was
they have
a
lady,
spokeswoman.
Yeah,
she's
the spokeswoman.
Yeah,
it's like she'll fuck you
I guess
up.
She would have.
She'll
so, like,
you with
their generals are, like, old-style Louisiana kitchen mamas.
Yeah, and it's not like she's the spokeswoman, so, like,
in
she's always given the...
Yeah.
She's, get, like, delivering
like
the messages, ultimatums and stuff. But, like, if you just, like, kill her, it affects nothing in the army.
Yeah, because like, another one will.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea that they're like these like backwoods Louisiana like hoodoo people. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
They've been making
definitely.
Some voodoo chicken, huh? And
this is some special chicken.
Yeah, it's Cajun style.
So they're like the
like
witch
the
doctor.
War casters.
They're like the witch doctors.
Yeah. Kinda,
yeah.
And they like lead the army in so much as they like have foresight into like what their spells have gleaned about the army success.
That's cool.
The generals then are probably I don't know what are the generals.
But it's all like still voodoo style where they're like cutting open a chicken and reading the guts.
So yeah. it's like the Brotherhood Without Banners and things. So it's like spoilers I guess if you're fucking so old that you've never you're so fucking idiotic that you
no one cares about
anything. Yeah. The Brotherhood Without Banners is led by like rejuvenated Catelyn Stark who is like.
Yeah.
Very kind of weird and
well,
witchy.
That's the whole concept is you don't have like generals and colonel and whatever. Like it's just you've got this, and you've got regional warlord style stuff, and then they communicate with each other, and maybe there's a general plan, but typically only that you all agree that someone should fuck off.
Yeah,
you're
so
defending your
that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Popeye's army is a like guerrilla style army of irregulars led by crazy Cajun voodoo witches.
Yes,
which means if we're going against Chick-fil-A,
okay,
then the obvious choice is that they are.
They're crusaders.
Yes.
They're straight up.
Yes.
All right. So, Chick-fil-A is it's like basically
clearly
from like you know, Europe. All the
Templar
way
chicken.
So very organized. Very organized. Lots of money, lots of power, lots of like dominating force.
This is Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
This is Chick. I mean,
questionable morals for invading the South.
Yes.
Oh man, it's just
A battle of ideals.
Yeah, fighting.
If you will.
Fighting.
Wow!
Yeah,
this guy
got real.
Yeah.
So they're fighting in whatever. I mean, crusades come in multiple forms, so whatever level of weaponry is appropriate. But yeah, that's basically yeah. But the other part is that they're all just horrifyingly nice.
Yes.
Like you're like, well, you just destroyed that whole swamp. Yeah. But we saved all the children.
And we fed them all. Yeah, and we fed everybody that didn't have a home after we burned them down.
Yeah, we burned them down, but no one died. Except for those, some of them.
Yeah.
Because they weren't.
You had to kill the men.
Yeah.
What about some of the voodoo winches? We sent them to a special camp that will help them.
They had, like,
changed
like
their ways.
Yeah.
Normalized them.
Yeah.
Straighten them out.
We showed them the light of the Lord. Is Chick-fil-A Southern in its origin? Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Where's it from?
It's from... Where is it from? Midwest, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's the joke, is it's not... What was the best line I saw was that Chick-fil-A is like when someone called Claire learns how to make fried chicken. Grow up with a bunch of black people, learned how to cook, but never cooks for them anymore. Like, like that's how she makes her fried chicken. Yeah. It's like whiter.
It's the... Don't they have the claim that like they invented the chicken sandwich?
To, yeah.
So they have the claim that their way is the one truth and light.
Yeah.
And nobody on the Popeyes side cares about it. They're just like, we don't like the fact that you're saying that there's only one way to make a chicken sandwich.
Right. Well, it took them long enough to figure out fucking buy buns.
Yeah.
So. It's not easy. You gotta make sure they're right.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking like Sonic is just like, you know, you can just put chicken tenders on Texas toast, right?
Sonic. Popeye, like, well, the Popeyes are like, the guy's got a biscuit and he's got the fried chicken, and he's like, I just can't figure out what to do with these things.
So he like pushes them together and then crumble apart, and he's like, damn it.
Like, they make a sandwich with the chicken, and you're like, yeah. And it's like, no.
No, KFC did that.
Yeah, it's like, no, KFC bread is terrible.
But no, like, they did that. They fucking put biscuit.
They just, like, put the bun on top of the chicken, and both of them burst into flames somehow, and you're like, I just dangerous. Can't figure it out.
Yeah, that's what happened. So, like, the witches have, like, used their ability to glean on, like in the future, or, like, in someone's mind, they got a POW. Who was a high-ranking Chick-fil-A POW. They, like, entered their mind through voodoo magics and learned how to make a bun and a chicken on a sandwich that allowed them to reignite the chicken sandwich wars of 707.
Yeah.
Was the cow involved?
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah,
they ride the cows.
Oh.
They're war cows.
The cows seem like they're, like, basically, like, minotaurs.
Yeah,
like
they ride
cows.
The war cows.
Oh, yeah.
No, but like
riding them upright,
like
a seahorse.
Oh, yeah.
They're like sitting
I was thinking
on their
like,
shoulders.
Yes.
Like you know, you can see like an army that rides horses but has horsemen in it. I was thinking more like that, where like they ride some of the cows, and some of the cows are like sentient, like bruisers.
Yeah.
They just like run around
yeah.
the battlefield, like fucking shit up.
Yeah,
like
with
breaking down trees and
with warhammers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like
they're
uprooting
trees.
Yeah,
two handed. They try two-handed. To like spell eat more chicken,
yeah.
and they can't do it.
Yeah, they're just like barbarians. Like
they two handed warhammers.
They crusaded into an area where there's barbarian cows that live there and raise cows, and they're like. They like basically appropriated
the
them
true
into
way
their
of the chicken.
Yeah, they're like
they converted them. They didn't appropriate. They converted them all, so they're all
were they
like
the McDonald's cows? So they were like all like you know HBG'd up. And
I think we're already preparing for the next round.
There's gonna be this whole like milieu and like world we build.
Watch,
here.
This will be the one that like takes off, and then we'll like ride this viral wave, and we'll finish
cool.
it. Oh, we were like, what the hell? And then, like, the rest of the sandwich making like, weird racist comments and looking
you
at dogs.
Listen to 100 before. Or 150. You shouldn't really listen to
was, their older stuff was weird.
No, I was like, I want to do the deep dive. I was just like, no, you don't. Start at
you
episode
really
136
we just
and then
delete
way
all the old episodes.
Yeah. Restart me number.
You have to give us $30 a month on Patreon to get access to
archive the old
archives.
Ones and make this episode.
Well, it is where, I mean, I do where I host them from. I don't have the numbers on the files, just on the post. So we could just gaslight everybody and renumber them. Like,
oh my
fucking
god.
It's just
postmark.
We could just start calling smart times. That's not going to conflict with anything. Anyway.
Yeah.
That I like that idea, like that they have the cows as their thing, but like they're just these like
some are more sentient,
yeah,
some are less
yeah.
sentient. Some of them have been given the spikes of the power. To
oh,
pinch.
Don't even.
Well, now, I burnt through all those books. You know, I read the first trilogy of.
I feel
there's
sad.
Another trilogy for Mistborn.
I thought there was, wasn't there? Yeah, there is.
There's
later
a second.
One. Yeah, it's like 300 years later.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Okay. I just needed a break from that world.
Anyway.
Mistborn. I finished the first
Mistborn. Oh, that's right, that's right. I want to start reading.
I cranked through all of it like in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, something like that, because I was just fucking loving it so much.
So,
anyway,
audiobooking?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mistborn. Brandon Sanderson's a pretty good author if you've never read Brandon Sanderson.
Go read the Mistborn.
His like Cosmere that he's made is very cool, and every planet has a different type of magic,
but
it's all granted
the
by
place.
A different... They're not the same world.
No, but they're the same universe.
Yeah, so
the
Cosmere
exist.
Is what he calls
yeah.
it.
No one else knows that.
And I know, that's what I was going to explain the same.
Well,
just give
you
the
you
they,
I don't even
but
know
like each magic type is a kind of weirdly located on different planets, but there's like these shards of a creator, that there's like 13 or 14 gods or something like that that are shards of a creator, and they all represent a different aspect, blah, blah, blah. But suffice to say, it's a pretty cool universe where lots
Check
of
it
stuff
out.
Happens.
None of the people competing in this are in this bracket have these powers, though.
No, not at all. Are you making it more of a bracket?
She's doing it.
What's the time we got?
We got 14? Like 14.
Okay.
We could probably go a little shorter because we've been running kind of long lately.
Okay. Do you want to start? Do you want to talk for another one?
Well,
for
who
like?
Won?
Yeah, that's
well,
what I was going to say.
I guess that's a good point. So we have...
Triangle fights, triangle wins.
So let's talk about the epic of the chicken sandwich, the two big chicken sandwiches. Because I imagine there's other places that have chicken sandwiches that are comparable, but we don't eat it like rallies or
well,
churches
but,
chicken.
But them. Burger King has one, McDonald's has one.
Yeah.
They're not like chicken houses.
No.
So KFC
Wendy's
may
has
need
one.
To be in here somewhere.
KFC.
But KFC is like a chicken place. Like, these two places are theoretically chicken places that we're talking about.
Long John Silver's has a chicken sandwich?
Well, everywhere has a chicken sandwich almost, but...
Does a taco count as a
sandwich?
I have
a chicken sandwich.
Oh, don't even. Don't
have
you ever
that's
a conversation for
Stop.
Another day.
Stop.
Burrito is clearly a sandwich, though.
So, I don't know. How do we decide who
chicken
won?
Chicken attack.
Well, so, let's talk through it. Let's set the scenario, right?
Yeah.
So,
how did it start?
Who strikes first? Exactly.
Yeah, how
who
did the war
first?
Start?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I already set that up. So, the initial big war started once... The witches of Popeyes were POW'd someone and learned how to make a chicken, so they were like competitive in that market.
So what I would say that in this sense, the aggressor was probably Popeyes.
They had captured a Chick-fil-A member, high-ranking member.
Right, but no, I would say that if you want to
try
and get something that would map to sort of real life, Chick-fil-A was continually running their reign of whatever over people.
One
true oppressive regime.
The one true sandwich.
But then there was the
true
reaction. The initial actions would have probably been a reaction by the Popeyes.
Yeah.
So they started it, but maybe they started it in the context of, like, they didn't like the regime, so they started...
But I like this idea of Popeyes never being able to figure out a sandwich. Like, they have the stuff, but they just can't put it together.
So maybe it's always been, like, Chick-fil-A's always been kind of the dominant occupying force, and Popeyes has been doing guerrilla retaliatory strikes.
Yeah. But in this particular context, it's the world of chicken sandwiches, where Popeyes is powerful but can't figure out how to get their shit together.
Yeah.
And Chick-fil-A
and then finally,
has their shit
together.
Not chicken
sandwiches, like... Because Popeyes could compete with KFC too.
Yeah,
on
no, they're chicken.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But finally, they managed to capture one of these high-ranking like crusader mercenary missionaries, and they glean this information.
And
finally, they figure out how the sandwich works. Suddenly, they've got a powerhouse. Now they've got a weapon that they can wield.
But they don't have the organization.
Creole nature to make it even more enjoyable somehow by like changing it up.
But
because
of their disorganization and their lack of central planning. As soon as they are strucken down or find themselves facing greater odds, too many combatants to fight against, they're just taken and completely out, and they have to completely start over because they don't know how to handle
They lose the chicken. So in this instance, this competitive thing right here, they can, but that's maybe a different story.
Well, they got to start over.
Yeah,
they got to rebuild the
in this
refill the
we have
the
Chick-fil-A and Popeyes in the sandwich wars, and Chick-fil-A wins because they just are more established.
Yeah.
Popeyes
they've
put up a good
chiefs,
guerrilla
they've
warfare.
They've got fortresses.
I think what
they
I would
weather
say is
the storm.
That Popeyes hasn't lost because you can't lose if there's no
they lost the
capital
battle.
To burn down or enemy generals to capture, but they certainly aren't winning.
But this is a single like
that's what I mean.
Set of battles,
right? So what I'm saying is in this context, Chick-fil-A remains uncontested.
Yeah.
Because Popeyes, while not vanquished, can't really stop the juggernaut.
See, I
so
wonder
this
if what's going to happen is Popeyes is going to recruit KFC because they're both in the South. So they're going to tempt them to join forces against the evil.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll come in for KFC later. Maybe they'll pull Popeyes in for a surprise, if we remember, surprise support round. And then all of a sudden we went from a bracket thing to a WWE tag team situation.
No, this is great.
Well, the
so
bracket
KFC,
thing, I think, is just
KFC
help us
a wrestler.
Thoughts. Like, no, KFC is like a... Like a plantation owner colonel, like
obviously,
who has like,
which is why it would be real awkward when they team up with Popeyes. Cause it's sort of like the South will rise again, and we'll settle our issues later. But
yeah,
for now,
right?
We gotta take
they're like
no.
the Popeyes witches and like the plantation owners and stuff.
I fucking hate you too, bud. But I really fucking hate this guy.
The enemy of my enemy is my enemy. But also
Chick-fil-A
or
sandwiches are too orthodox for us.
Right.
So that concludes the single bracket battle.
That one.
That is the chicken sandwich war.
What?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A
war. No. What should we call it? Should we call it that? Because that's not it, right?
The moral sandwich war?
Well, no. Like,
sandwich
I'm trying to think of another thing where, like, somebody steals something from someone else and tries to do it and fails. Like,
if you're going to hit the king, you better kill the king war?
But not that many words. Like,
Okay.
The chicken sandwich incursion of the Popeye's chicken sandwich incursion. What?
Aim for the head.
But that's not like the aim for the head war.
Aim for the breast.
Aim for the breast.
But is it the battle of the aim for the breast? I want
to name
like,
the bracket
events.
Right?
No, not really. I want to name this King? This like interesting piece of history in this world
gotcha.
We just made up.
Like, so like the name of
like,
the battle,
the Popeye's
event.
Chicken
okay.
sandwich incursion.
Insurrection.
The insurrection. But that would be like
the sandwich insurrection.
What does insurrection mean?
Doesn't that mean that it's a
insurrection?
Insurrection.
I refuse to look it up, and I don't want anyone else to look it up, because I think we should just say what we think it is. But I thought an insurrection was when a force like is going against an established powerhouse that
okay.
was already there, whether they were inside of it or outside of it, but there was an insurrection. Like
insurrection of
Popeyes.
I
agree with that.
Yeah. The sandwich
the
insurrection.
The Popeye insurrection.
That's cool.
2019.
Yeah. Write that down, Kendrick, if you can.
Amy, do you have this bracket set up for realsies?
She already
if
put
you
the
do,
win
you should share.
Can you name that bracket? Can you name that bout between those two? The Popeye's insurrection of 2019? Like, can you put
I mean, instead out? Of putting 2019, just put Ought 19?
Yeah,
Ought. And 19. Spell Ought out?
Just as, like, a separate thing outside of the bracket.
Put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it.
A lot of orders right now.
All right. We got a couple minutes before I do actually have to roll out.
That's it. So,
okay.
Thanks
so,
for listening.
Yeah.
To our first fast food
20
minutes
episode. Actually. That went fast. That was the fastest sit sock. I swear. Like,
yeah.
I was having a lot of fun.
I'm right. excited to continue.
Like,
this.
Comment, and
yeah.
subscribe. And if you have any thoughts on what we should or shouldn't do for further fast food battles, Kevin, that's just you.
And they don't have to be based on like things that are actually happening.
This
one just.
No,
this
one was just
based on it.
But like the Taco Bell versus any number of people is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like those kinds of things.
Because you got your Del Taco.
The Taco Bell is like the
Taco
yeah.
Star.
Yeah, yeah.
Taco man,
Star.
We don't even care. We're just here to make delicious food.
Well, and then
put Fritos in it.
Yeah. Dude, guys, we invented a new thing. It's called putting cheese on it.
Like you know, Virginia like it already has cheese.
They're just like
put
they're like the scientists who they're like the Jurassic Park scientists.
Well, we're gonna have
like,
to come back to this.
They never thought about if they should. They only did, and
yeah.
like it's just like
you, well, but
why would you
so
put chicken
on whether or not you
could?
You didn't stop to think of whether or not right. you should.
I still think that I want to see them versus like the Taco Johns, like all the tiny fucking chains.
Yeah,
like,
so like
jump on. Okay,
Taco
right,
Star,
right.
Taco John,
yeah, pile, and then all of a sudden Taco Bell comes out with like this brand new thing, and it's like. The chicken Cheeto double gordita crunch wrap. And
we
you're
made
like,
the entire thing out
this?
Of cheese.
And like someone takes a bite and like everybody just like.
They just they snap out.
Yeah.
Just disappear. Overused trope is overused. All right.
Sweet.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. We love you.
Do
enjoy
it.
This. This is going to be the best like series we've ever done.